Hey there, Patty Dominguez with episode 115 of the Positioning to Profit podcast. Thanks for being here. Today is a solo show. I'm going to be sharing a little bit of a pulse check that I do every quarter or so, especially now that we're into quarter four home stretch toward the end of the year, and what a year it has been. So I don't know where you are in your business, but this topic has come up a couple times this week already, and I wanted to share a perspective with you on how to do a pulse check to see, are you in it for the long haul? Are you? This episode is for you if you're considering, should I give in? Should I give up? Should I keep going? Or if you're like, yeah, hell yeah, I'm in it for the long haul. So check in with what I cover on this episode so that it's a little bit of a self-assessment, if you will, to see the elements of making sure that you are in it for the long haul and how to get past those, you know, wall-kicking moments that happen. And also, if you haven't already done so, check out Prolific Women Entrepreneurs. It is a Facebook group that I have over, obviously, on Facebook. You can go to ProlificWE, so ProlificWE.com. It'll take you right to the group where I am aggregating, collecting, bringing together women in entrepreneurship, which is my absolute favorite. So head on over to ProlificWE.com. And with that, let us get on with the show. It's a solo show. I'm here for you. So let's go. Hey there, I'm Patty Dominguez. You're about to discover what it means to position your brand and your business to stand out. This show explores the stories of small business owners just like you who are bringing their message out to the world and impacting their tribe. So if you want to take your business to a category of one status, then hang with me because this podcast shares everything you need to know about how to be more prolific with your brand so that you can have more profits. Hey there, Patty Dominguez. This is episode 115 of the Positioning to Profit podcast, and it's a solo show. And I'm reaching out because something has come up. As always, I always get these seeds and bits of information that I gather from the interactions that I have at any given time with fellow entrepreneurs, my clients, people that I'm coaching, etc. And the question happens when people are having those moments where things go wrong, right? We know that Mercury's in retrograde, and this is not a show about Mercury in retrograde, but things have gone wrong. Snafus happen. Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp went down. And what happened, right? How did you manage those situations? Were you affected by it? Or as other people have commented, they're like, oh, it was a nice break. So if you were unscathed by what happened with the outage, if you will, then that's awesome. You had an opportunity to get off of socials and not give in to the dopamine hits that happen that we have just been so conditioned to always be checking on the phone. But the question of, are you in it for the long haul came up because in a couple of instances, the topic came up from clients where they feel that things go by the wayside or they go through these landmines and things go wrong and things aren't going the way that you want. And I have to tell you, ask yourself, are you in it for the long haul? Because the question of, is it worth me to keep going or should I throw in the towel on this? Is a common question, right? And the idea behind it is you want to check in with yourself and say, is this worth my time, my energy for me to keep going in this business or this business idea that you have, right? Because the whole thing is if it's draining of your energy, check in with yourself, right? Because the one thing that I'm not available for is doing things that are feeling heavy, because I know now from just sheer experience that inevitably it's not going to work. It's not going to last. And so the big opportunity there is, of course, you know, when you're in your business, it's about value creation and, you know, creating sales and revenue and doing all that, right? So having those elements of your business so that you have a healthy business. But beyond that, it's really recognizing and asking yourself, checking in when things kind of go awry, do you throw in the towel or do you keep going until? And the message of until came up on a podcast that I did earlier this week. And this whole notion of like,
Do I give up? Do I keep going? Well, check in with yourself. So the one thing that I do know is to make sure that you're patient. This whole thing about impatience and not understanding why aren't things happening right away? Why aren't they happening right now is very common. And I have to tell you, it's about being patient. It's about being persistent. And when you are patient and persistent, persisting meaning I am going to do this until it happens, is one of the best ways to frame up the work that you're doing and understand that you've got to put in the reps in order for you to see the results, right? Kind of using that analogy of bodybuilding, not like I'm a bodybuilder, but I just really see that it's like for you to get that six pack, it requires work and commitment and just being patient and being persistent and looking for what you want to achieve, you know? And here's the dichotomy there is that patience doesn't mean that you're going at a slow pace, but it does mean for you to stick to the plan until, right? Work it enough until you get the results you're looking for. Because the whole deal here is that in this microwave society that we're in, it's so easy to give in to the next red shiny object or the next fancy tactic and just get completely diverted by the next course that has come up. And I have to tell you, the people that forge ahead and get the results is because they just get the game is about putting in the reps, you know? And don't leave a good plan because you think that something over there, the grass is greener on the other side. No, it's just being committed to what it is you're going to, or what you've set forth until. Just be patient, be persistent until. The other side of it is long-term planning. And this came up for us earlier this year in my business is really teeing things up for the future. So one big thing that I'm so preachy about and kind of giving into the fact that we had these outages on social media is I always tell my clients, I'm like, what assets are you building for the future? Because everything that you're building is an asset potentially that you can repurpose, reuse, regenerate. And that's really the long-term game. The long-term game, as I mentioned in an email that I sent out earlier this week, is really, really sexy when you understand that are you focused on long-term planning? Because most people are focused on that lead acquisition, the right now money, right here, right now. And that's really no different than having a job where you're trading time for money. Instead, really look at, and it's not an either or, it's really both. It's about planning for the long haul where it really requires a different perspective when you're doing that. So really look at your business and how you're setting it up. Are you in it for the long haul? Are you long-term planning, right? Are you looking at these things so that you're saying like, okay, I'm planting these seeds that I'm going to harvest later, right? Or I'm looking at these strategic alliances so that I can acquire passive income, right? And so these are what really successful entrepreneurs set up because they understand the long-term planning game, the long haul. They're in it for the long haul. And you could do the same thing too with proper planning. So don't just think about the right now money and trading time for money with maybe the coaching that you're doing or that one product that you're selling. Is think of it also as in parallel. So kind of parallel path, right now money, and then the future money, that those opportunities that you have to develop. So this planting seeds so that you can harvest the seeds later. And I would say that the last thing is that going through this entire journey of entrepreneurship is like, it's no different than I can tell you what it's like to ride a bike, but unless you ride the bike, do you not understand what it's really like to ride a bike, you know? And so that whole time and experience is such a great way to understand when you are building a business, it does take time. You are going to acquire different experiences. And I have to tell you, when people are saying like, oh, this is, you know, there's so much to it. There's a lot. Or how do I avoid that pitfall? Well, maybe you're not meant to avoid that pitfall. Maybe you're meant to learn that lesson via that wall kicking moment that you have, and instead just see it as an opportunity as part of the game where, okay, so maybe you fell and you just get up, dust yourself off and keep going. And so the question to you as you're hearing me is, check in with yourself. Are you in it for the long haul? Because I am. And so I always think about that quite a bit, is like, what am I doing to plant the seeds in my business? Am I being patient and persistent? Am I planning for the long-term game? And then what am I doing in those moments where it's going to happen? You're going to have the quote unquote failures, but just know that it's just feedback. And so when you have these elements in play around patience, persistent, acting until, and then planting the seeds for the future, that's how you position your business to profit. So for more information on positioning to profit, head on over to positioningtoprofit.com, where you're going to see a toolbox of goodies to help you position your business to profit. And we'll see you next time. Thank you so much for checking out the Positioning to Profit podcast. If you haven't already done so, please make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any new episodes. And also, it would mean the world to me if you would take a quick moment to leave a rating and review on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, or your favorite podcast player. It really helps to get the word out about the podcast and, of course, the featured guests. And lastly, please make sure to connect with me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. I'm on all of them. And use hashtag positioning to profit so that I can search you out and connect that way too. All right. Thanks so much. See you next time.